Good morning, and it's time for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Yeah, it's coming in like a breeze. How you doing there, Mayor?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine as frogs here.
There you go.
City of Bartlesville, a little bit on the busy side. We did something kind of interesting last night about the quarter-cent tax extension for a boat day, right?
Right, yeah. The quarter-cent Economic Development Fund is something that originated in 1986 the first time. It has since been renewed six times. We last night took action to take all the legal steps you need to take to call an election for April the 6th that would ask the voters to approve that for a seventh time. It has worked quite well. It's a five-year extension, and if approved, would take place or take effect on July the 1st, so there would be no interruption. Mm-hmm. It funds a tremendous amount of effort by the Bartlesville Development Authority and has been very successful. If you look over that period of time from 1986 and all of the things that have been accomplished, I think over a period of time, maybe we forget some of those things. They just kind of fade into the distance, but you've got everything from the huge Walmart distribution center, the ABB campus out at the industrial park, the Springs, the big production plant and warehouse, ONG's distribution center that was built out there, Phillips Precision Manufacturing. Tom, you'll remember when Siemens announced they were going to move operations to Houston.
Yeah.
The city got into action and was able to work with Mark Phillips, and now that has become a very successful operation that supplies Siemens, kept those jobs in Bartlesville. Most recently, the BDA was able to acquire the old Siemens facility out by the airport just off Highway 60 across from the Research Center. A three-story building and a production facility north of that, large parking lot, and that has worked quite well. They started with one tenant, which was the remaining Siemens people. They added the Tritanium operation, which continues to grow with a goal, I believe, of about 100 employees. From there, they went to the Apple, get that right, but anyway,
yeah,
the production company.
Yeah.
And Tritanium, I believe, is producing masks. They're producing hand sanitizer. So very appropriate in this time that we live. So that has taken up some of that capacity, the entire three-story facility. Apple came and said we need more capacity, so they took another, I believe, about 15,000 feet in that. And work continues to go to not only fill that facility, but all of the others that we have. Golly, looking back, trying to think some of the other things, of course, Silver Lake Village was a BDA development. They worked with Chick-fil-A, the old Kmart building redevelopment, which has been successful now that that's reopened. Eastland Center Chick-fil-A has been successful. Of course, Hobby Lobby was there. I believe they're moving forward now with the Popeyes, which kind of went into mothball for just a little while, but I understand that that's coming forward. So there's just been a tremendous amount of accomplishment, and I have to give them credit because of the care that they've exercised. Things like ABB, when they decided to increase their presence to actually purchase that facility, that gave the BDA, who had owned it up till then under a lease agreement, that gave them what we would call a war chest, perhaps, but increased financial capacity to do more. So we're continuing to reach out across the United States from coast to coast to people to help them understand what a great place Oklahoma, but especially Bartlesville, is. Low cost of living, excellent workforce, just so many amenities. We have all four seasons, Tom, sometimes in one day.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a good place to be, and we're trying to get that message out, and I think it's working well. So we're going to ask the voters on April the 6th to consider. We'll get out more information, as we always do.
Oh, yeah.
But ask them to consider renewing that for a seventh time so that we can continue to work on those same successes.
I've been talking to folks who have just recently moved here and mm-hmm. said, well, what brought you here? And they said, well, you know, work, but then again, you're giving away houses. And where did you come from? Oh, Chicago. Yeah, well, you compared. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I talk to people almost weekly that have come here from another state and said, you know, they had a perfectly nice, smaller home, and they get here and they're just blown away with the value that they see. In fact, I had a complaint just this week of people say there's just not enough houses to look at. Things are selling. It's popular. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Build, build, they said. Build. That always
build
works.
It and they will come.
Speaking of build, we've got a building that we're going to have a nice little soiree for, I guess. Price Tower Day coming up.
Price Tower Day, February the 10th. Mm-hmm. We were talking after the meeting last night, and I think it's true everywhere. If you live in Hawaii, you think Hawaii is normal. Perhaps if you live in Minnesota, you think that's normal too this time of year. But we live in Bartlesville, and I think we forget that we have everything from Woolla Rock, Price Tower, the community center. We have these world-class amenities, as they're known, the new Tower Center, that is just not in other communities. But we're there every day. You drive by them on the way to work or going to Sonic or whatever it is you're doing. And eventually you just take it for granted. So we had a proclamation last night. I had the privilege of presenting for Price Tower Day, the only skyscraper that Frank Lloyd Wright ever designed and had built is right here in Bartlesville. And it's something that other people are just wowed with and amazed with. They come here, and I don't know what they expect to see. Sometimes I think perhaps they expect to see people living in soddies and oil running in the streets, and they say, wow, those streets are paved. So, well, don't tell anybody. More people will come here. No, seriously, it's just a great community, and being able to have recognition for the Price Tower just adds to that. So February the 10th is coming up pretty quickly.
And we also, for folks who might want to have a little bit more of a say in what goes on in our community, I understand that we have opportunities for folks to do just that.
We do. I tell people, you know, you hear a lot. Folks will say, well, why do they? Why don't they? And I say, well, you can be one of they, because we have all these opportunities. We, have to look, get them right. Authorities, boards, commissions, and committees.
Oh, my.
We have openings on the Ambulance Commission, the City Planning Commission, better known perhaps as zoning, Construction and Fire Code Appeals, Library Board, White Rose Cemetery. We also have many others. There's over 200 people in Bartlesville that volunteer their time and their talents to help guide the Parks Department, the Streets and Traffic Department, the Community Center Trust Authority that we talked about, the Bartlesville Development Authority, and many others, golf course, to make this community great, to keep this community great. And we always have those openings. It's a tremendous way to learn about the city. You learn a lot about the nuts and bolts of how things work, why they work that way. Somebody says, why don't we have a stop sign out here at the corner? Well, Streets and Traffic reviews that. They look at things like traffic count. They talk about sight lines, acceleration, and why isn't there a speed hump? Those are properly called traffic calming devices.
Yeah, so I've been told.
Right. But it's a great way to learn about the city and to be involved and to have a hand in helping make those decisions.
Very good.
We encourage people to go to cityofbartlesville.org, stop by City Hall, pick up an application, and become a part of one of those teams.
We're talking to Bartlesville Mayor Dale Copeland, and those little scooters have been buzzing up and down the little streets and sidewalks, and people are just having a ball.
I parked downstairs before I came up, and there's one sitting down there.
It was there when I got there.
The Lime scooters that we started with, kind of an introductory or a trial thing. Mm-hmm. Anytime you do something new, there's a bit of a learning curve for everyone, some confusion perhaps, but it seems to be working pretty well. Another company, Neutron, I believe, but they call it Bird Ride. E-scooters is the terminology that they use. I think they also looked at Bartlesville and said, we'd like to be there too. So we're always open to new opportunities, trying things out. And we entered into a MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, last night with Bird Rides Incorporated for a similar service that Lime does with the Bird e-scooters. And we'll see how all this works out, but people seem to like them. And like I say, we have to get everybody familiar with it. You can't do certain things just like a bicycle or any other wheel device, but they help move folks around and take up less space and have less impact than a big vehicle, perhaps, for just one person.
It's not a big old car, and it's not one of the bulky Segways. It's just a nice little scooter, and it doesn't take up a whole lot of room. And you run a lot less opportunity to run over somebody by accident.
We hope. Certainly hope so. Yeah, it does. The reports I'm hearing, I think there were initially some concerns, but so far what I'm hearing is mainly positive.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of responsible young people on there, you know, usually right around between 17 and 22. They just having a ball on those things. I thought it would be like the 12 and 13-year-olds. Yeah. And I'm seeing you know, young adults doing that.
Well, it's supposed to be young adults. These are supposed to be people that have the authority. Obviously, you have to have an app on your phone because it is a fee for service. So you do have to have a way to pay for that. But it does seem to be working well. And I think as we go forward, we'll learn more about it and make it work.
How's our water doing these days?
Water, wastewater, sanitation, solid waste services are one of those things that the city provides. It's extremely important. Because of federal and state mandates, the difficulty to provide those services continues to increase, costs go up, and it's working quite well. As you know, Tom, we recently, after many, many years, 17 years, got the surface water rights, storage rights to Copan Lake that we'd been seeking, largely through efforts of Senator Inhofe's office, which we appreciate greatly. But we're doing well. As any service, you have to continually maintain it and upgrade it. One of the things we did last night, there's a company that does studies, new gen strategies, and we're going, it's been several years since we looked at our rate structure. And so what they're going to do is look at that and say, is this the right rates? Are they balanced correctly? Commercial versus residential? What thresholds? 1,000 gallons, 100,000 gallons? What is the best approach to fund the city operations? We call them enterprise. They're self-funding divisions in the government. And bring back a report later this year that will give the council insights into what the best way to go forward. Nobody likes any price, whether you call it a tax or a water bill, but we do have to have enough collections to cover our expense in those. And so we're going to do that again, update that study, and look at where we are and see where we need to go.
And Mayor Copeland, also, we've had a lot of, I guess, questions about this McGirt decision with the Supreme Court and a lot of the Indian tribes here, especially in our area. And I understand that the courts have been going back and forth with this and that and the other. Other police agencies have been working with cross-deputization. What are we doing here with the FBI and everything else in response to all these changes that seem to come at once?
Tom, there are a lot of changes. The McGirt, we've always had a good relationship with the tribal entities, the Cherokee Nation, particularly in Bartlesville, but the Osage and all the others. But a balance had been struck, I guess you could say. The McGirt decision is forcing that balance to shift as we adapt to that. We are a nation of laws, and we need to do that. But as we go through that cross-deputization between the nations and our local law enforcement, both county and city, are happening. Last night, we entered into, again, a memorandum of understanding with the FBI. They're calling this Tulsa Safe Trails Task Force. But it will allow certain of our police officers to be included in this task force. It involved training, it involves background checks, all the normal process for law enforcement, and it will allow them then to work with situations that come up where things, are they local, are they state, are they federal, do they belong to one of the tribal entities? And this will allow us to have that ability to work together to make this nation and this city particularly work safely. And it's just another step to working with the outcomes of the McGirt decision and others to stay in compliance and not have a situation where a lot of effort is put forth perhaps and then something is overturned in court because of a detail, a technicality as far as authority and jurisdiction. So we think that this FBI agreement will just be another piece of that so that we can continue to provide safe environments in our city.
Mayor, I understand we approved the contracts with police and fire. Was this something that was kind of delayed for a bit?
Yeah, anytime you have contract negotiations, and as you can imagine, Tom, with the COVID thing, it's increased the difficulties even more. It's been a very busy year and quite unusual. I don't know any other way to put it than just unusual. Maybe weird would be another word that we could use.
I could use that. Yeah.
So things did get delayed a bit, but they were, I'm told, good negotiations. City Council does not get involved with that, but city staff, particularly our city attorney, Mr. Kane, had a good working relationship with both the IAFF, the Firefighters Union that represents the firefighters, and the Fraternal Order of Police representing our police department employees. They worked out an agreement. It essentially did not change the contract except for rates of pay were upgraded. And that's not unusual in any negotiation. Cost of living goes up. We had already talked about increase for all city employees, but this formalizes that for those two bargaining groups. We were able to approve that last night. Of course, it's now February, so it's just about time to start those discussions for the next year. But Mr. Kane was hoping for a week or two break in there. But that will go forward, but it was a good result. I think everybody was happy, and we continue to have good relationships with those two bargaining groups. But nice to have that one handled, and a lot of those actions were retroactive back to July 1. So even though it was a bit delayed, everybody is benefited.
Mr. Mayor, how are we looking from a bird's eye view with all of these new things that we've been fixing up around town?
There's a lot going on in Bartlesville. I think sometimes if you don't go to a certain neighborhood, you don't see that. Of course, if you live in that neighborhood, you wonder, are they ever going to get through tearing up my streets? But Micah Seemers, our director of engineering, and he brought a video, video is the wrong word, graphic pictures from aerial photography. And when you look at that, and you look at the volume of materials, this street, that street, the ball fields up off of Price Road, those are, I don't know, world class, but they're pretty nice ball fields for Little League fields. The Dungis Stadium, which now the schools take care of, but we took where the old police station was just off the corner of that there at Johnstone and
Tuxedo?
I call it First Street, Hensley, I'll get the right word.
Yeah.
But paved that. City crews did that paving and did an amazing job. Got that paved and striped, added even more parking that'll serve the Y. It'll serve Dungis Stadium. It's also free parking for all of downtown. It's within walking distance of a large number of local businesses. So they got that done. There were just so many things they did. The ball fields, the soccer fields, which also the cricket pitch there at Daniels Fields. The new skate park, which gets an amazing... It's not my thing, Tom. I heal too slowly.
Yeah.
But there is a constant group of people, it seems. Every time I drive by the skate park, you see folks there. That one thing, they call it a bowl, I think, 11 feet deep. Good for them.
they're having fun.
They're having fun. But we looked at all of those, and it is impressive when you take that, maybe not 30,000, but that 5,000-foot view, and you look down at Bartlesville, and you see so much downtown, total street makeover, landscaping, new striping. Frank Phillips from the railroad tracks there all the way out to Sunset, what they call Sharrows for the bike lanes. Everywhere you turn, Oak Park, Colonial, Woodland Park, everywhere you go, something has been done in the last few years. So we forget that. It's, again, kind of like the Price Tower. You're there every day and you forget it. To stop and take a minute and look at all of it in a few minutes and realize that we have accomplished a lot in the city.
Indeed. One last thing before we cut you loose here for the day. COVID-19, how are we doing?
We're doing pretty well. We're not doing great. No one is doing great. We want to do better. This is a virus, and all we can do is combat it and let the medical experts deal with it, and they're doing a great job locally. The numbers have declined. I think all of us look at that regularly. I look at it every day, about 11:30 to 11:45. I think it's important for people to understand there is some frustration. I get it. The portal that the Department of Health has can be frustrating, but that is not the city. Sometimes people have asked me, why doesn't the city do? Well, it's because the city doesn't control
that.
That's
not the city's thing.
if we could, I perhaps would do it differently, but that's not the case. So you just have to be patient. We are getting there. I'm told that hospital populations have declined, that some of the pressure there has come off. The numbers in the last couple of weeks have really begun statewide and locally to go down. So the numbers are going the direction we want them to. We're not there yet, but hopefully we've turned the corner. Hard to believe, but it's now 11 months. And when we started this, it was going to be weeks, a few months, and October came and went and Christmas came and went. But I have to believe we're closer to the end now. And just got to keep pulling together. The city of Bartlesville, the people have been great to support one another, and we just got to keep doing that.
Mayor, thank you very much for coming in and being with
us.
Mayor Dale Copeland.
Appreciate it.
In the city of Bartlesville. And you've been listening to Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust.
Oklahoma State basketball airs in Bartlesville on K1.